Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, which is Saturday, March the 4th, year 2017. Yes, again, tonight, Saturday, March 4th, 2017, we thank God for this another day that he has made, and we are grateful that we are still here. So you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Again, each Thursday and each Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we come to you over this worldwide platform. We give God thanks for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly or for granted because it's the Lord's doing and it's for his glory. So on tonight, as we open up in prayer, as we always do, I'm asking all listeners if you would go into a word of prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you that there is none like you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You sit high and you look low. You still have and forever will always have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your grace and your mercy towards each one of us. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus praying and asking that you would forgive me personally of all of my sins and transgressions, and then I lift up my entire family. On both sides of my family, Heavenly Father, my mother's side as well as my father's, I lift them up, everyone in my entire family, that you would forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions in Jesus' name on tonight. And, oh God, I lift up all those that are tuned in to this broadcast and those that are being doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins, that we will be able to continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory. Heavenly Father, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Therefore, we always need to be coming to you, seeking and asking for forgiveness of our sins. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he is the way, and the only way we can be saved is through his name, and that we can be forgiven because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for that, for knowing that there's still power in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this again, another day that you have made. So we pray, Lord, and ask that you would move by your spirit over the airwaves, and that someone that may be tuned in, Heavenly Father, that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name, that something will be said, that their spiritual eyes will become open on tonight, so that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. They will seek him wholeheartedly and surrender and ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name. And then once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose, and they will live in it, they will walk in it, and they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. So we pray, Heavenly Father, again, that you would just continue to move by your spirit, have your way, continue to bless all those that are being doers of your word, continue to strengthen us, continue to give us new insights and new visions for the kingdom, for the upbuilding of your kingdom here on earth, that you would be glorified, that through our works, that men, women, boys, and girls would be saved in the name of Jesus Christ, as we be doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we thank you again for this another day that you have made, and just pray that you continue to have your way, moved by your spirit, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank you all for tuning in on tonight and for touching and agreeing with the prayer on tonight. I must, before I give our spiritual food for thought, I must apologize to the listeners. I made a mistake. There was an error on my part, and I have to do what's right. And so I want to apologize to the listeners because I had told the listeners from the last Thursday night show that my special guest tonight would be Prophetess Pamela Hensbell of Chicago, Illinois. She was scheduled to be my guest on tonight, but there was an error on my part. That's why I did not get the information out to her correctly that I should have. So there was a mix-up on my part, so she will not be with us on tonight. However, we will reschedule her at a later date. And so I just thank God that I was able to touch with her and to get the information. I will be rescheduling her for to be the guest on the show at a later date. But I do apologize for those that was tuned in, was anticipating on listening and hearing a word from her on tonight. There was an error on my part, so I do apologize to the listeners as well as to her. Well, our spiritual food for thought for tonight, it says to us, don't waste the wealth God has in you. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought says, don't waste the wealth God has in you. So God has deposited something in each one of us. Each one of us has a purpose. So whatever your purpose is, your talent, your gift is that will give God glory, don't waste it. You know, it's in you, but it's in you that the Lord is moving and having his being in and through us. So whatever you're doing for the Lord, it's not for you. So don't waste it. Use it for God's glory in Jesus' name. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com, servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. Again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. I welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But in the form of announcements, I will be bringing forth a short message on lesson on tonight. So I'm asking if you would please get your Bibles and get your pens out. even though there was a mistake on my part and my special guest previous that was scheduled will not be on tonight. Therefore, I am still going to bring forth a word on tonight. So I'm asking if you would get your Bibles and pens out and your paper so you can take notes as we go forth in the word after the conclusion of these announcements that I'm about to make. And then we're going to do a music break. Then I'm going to come back. Then I will be bringing the message on tonight. And the message title, for those of you that have your paper and pencils ready, I will announce it again later. But tonight's lesson, Bible lesson, is titled Work While It Is Day. Again, tonight's Bible lesson is titled Work While It Is Day. So I will be bringing the lesson again on tonight, and I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper out and so you can follow along with me as the word goes forth after these announcements and music break. Well, in the form of announcements, I have two announcements that I would like to make at this time. And the first announcement is I thank God for my bishop and pastor and the person of Bishop James A. Jennings. He is in the midst of celebrating his 27th pastoral anniversary as the pastor and shepherd of Shield of Faith Church here in Detroit, Michigan. And our church address is located at, we're located at 13600 Van Dyke on the east side of Detroit. Our service times are each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Again, Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. And he's the pastor of Shield of Faith Church here in Detroit, Michigan. Starting tomorrow, March 5th, will be the start of his 27th anniversary as pastor and shepherd of Shield of Faith Church. And the anniversary will, services will run through Sunday, March the 26th. That will be the conclusion of his celebration of this anniversary. Again, it starts tomorrow, March 5th through Sunday, March 26th. Again, our address is 13600 Van Dyke. We are located here in Detroit, Michigan. Our service time starts at 10 a.m. You're cordially invited to come praise the Lord and worship with us and give God glory and praise as we praise the Lord together because he's worthy to be praised. So you're more than welcome to come and celebrate our bishop's anniversary with us either one of these Sundays during the month of March, or if you're in the area and don't have another place to go, you want to come visit, you're always welcome at the Shield of Faith Church. So I want to say thank you to our bishop and shepherd for all God is doing through him. Bishop, I love you. And also to my Shield of Faith Church family, love you all. So to God be the glory for what he is doing in our bishop's life, at this time, and for what he's going to do. Well, also the other announcement that I have to make on tonight is in regards to my youngest sister, Danetta Burney. She has written a gospel stage play. God has anointed her to write another gospel stage play. And this gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. In this gospel stage play, some of the cast members includes Pastor Ron Todd, Sister Evangelist Peggy James, also Minister Gerard Brooks, and also Pastor Rick Buck. These are some of the cast members that will be that are part of this play entitled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, which will be taking place at the Northwest Activity Center Theater on the west side of Detroit Saturday, May 13th, and then also on Sunday, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th. That's when the play will be taking place for those 2 days. Again, it will be the location is going to be at the Northwest Activity Center Theater. Again, that's going to be Saturday, May 13th, and then also Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th. So as soon as I get the information as to where you can purchase your tickets, I will be making those announcements. I think you will be able to go through Eventbrite. That is one place, and I know that it's going to be one of the websites where you will be able to go online and purchase your tickets through Eventbrite. But as soon as I get the date as when everything is set up, then I will pass the word on to you, the listeners, so you can start purchasing your tickets for people that are in the Detroit or Michigan area that would like to attend this upcoming gospel stage play presented by my younger sister, Sister Danetta Burney. Again, it's titled Our Opposite Ends of the Bridge. So I'm excited for her and what the Lord is doing through her. And it's just the beginning. The best is still yet to come as he continues to bless her and the works of her hands for his glory. And it is so in Jesus' name. Well, those are the announcements that I have for now. And right at this time, I'm going to do a music break. And at the conclusion of this music break, I am going to come forth and I'm going to bring a short message on tonight's Bible lesson. Again, I do apologize for my guest not being on tonight. There was a mistake, an error on my part, and so I apologize to you, the listeners, and I also apologize to her for that mistake. So in the meantime, we are going forth in the Lord that he still will be glorified through tonight's program, because we know it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. So right now we're doing this music break. For such a time as this, our world, our nation, people, we need to come together on one accord, and we need to get together, and we need to really seek the Lord, and we need to get more humble, and we need to realize that we are our brother's keeper. We need each other. So we are a part of the body, those that are saved in Jesus' name. We are part of the body of Jesus Christ, one body but many members. So we are all important. So we need each other. So it's time out for hate and evil and jealousy and all this backbiting and all the things that are negative that are coming from the enemy, that we allow him to use us and do these things that are not pleasing to God. So we need to be praying for one another, praying for our pastors and our leaders and our shepherds. And right before we play this music break, that's what I'm going to do right at this moment. I'm going to ask if all listeners, if you would go into a special word of prayer with me right now for our pastors, our bishops, and our shepherds, and our world leaders, not only in America, but world leaders all over the land, our police, law enforcement, whether they're sheriffs or whether they're state troopers, state highway troopers, or whether they're police officers or firemen, whatever the occupation is, pertaining to helping, saving lives and helping people, we need to be praying for those individuals that they be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that he would lead and guide them. So we're going to lift them also up in prayer, and for families, for ministries, because we know, again, that the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy not only ministries, but he comes to kill and destroy marriages, families, relationships, jobs, you know, anything that he can do to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. That's what the enemy does, and he's on his job. So we are our brother's keeper, and we are to be praying one for another. The word says man should always pray and not faint. And so that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to touch and agree in this prayer, and then we're going to go to this music break. And this title, for such a time as this, and I have been praying it for a little while, and I'm going to continue to play it, because it's needed. The title of the song is Pray For Me. But in the meantime, we're going to pray, then we're going to go right into this music break. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, that's in the name of Jesus Christ, we do come again approaching your throne of grace and mercy and thanking you for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, and I do come, I intend to lift up and offer up a special word of prayer and condolences to the Mr. Mike Illich family, and also to TV2 news anchorman Ron Savage in the Channel 2 news team in their great loss. But we know that earth still has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. So these two men have left such legacies here in Detroit and also in the state of Michigan. And so we just give your name glory for them, have passed this way and have left such awesome legacies with their lives by being doers and setting great examples. And not only were they rich men, but they gave back, and they loved you. They loved their families. And so we know that they're with you now, Lord. So we pray and lift up their families to you, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen their families as only you can, in the name of Jesus Christ. And, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all our pastors and our shepherds, not only here in America, but all over the land, because you have people everywhere, Heavenly Father. You are the same. You says how you look low, you change not. So you are everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send you anywhere, because you're always everywhere at the same time. So you're omnipresent, omniscient. That means you're everywhere at the same time. So we thank you for who you are. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up all of our world leaders, those that are not saved in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would send a word through one of your vessels that would prick their hearts, that they too would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will be saved in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are in the field of law enforcement, our firemen, our EMS technicians and drivers, our nurses and doctors, all those, Heavenly Father, that you have placed in the earth that looks out for our health and our wealth and our well-being, we and our judges and teachers, Heavenly Father, we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to cover them, especially those that are being doers of your word, and as they try to live their lives before men, women, boys, and girls, that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in them as they try to be role models and do what you have called for them to do in the earth as their God purpose, even on their jobs. So we ask that you would continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ, continue to move by your spirit, continue to protect them and their families, continue to bless the ministries, Heavenly Father, that you have ordained to be so in the earth, that every vision will come to pass to the men and women of God that you have placed as the under-shepherds over each house that's standing on the word, that are being doers of the word, that stands on your word, that Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son, that he died for mankind, for us, that we could be redeemed back to you, Heavenly Father, through his shed blood, and that he died for us, that he rose again after the third day, and that he's now sitting at your right hand with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he's still making intercession for the saints of God today. So we thank you for him, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you will continue to move by your spirit in each one of our lives individually, then as a corporate body all over the land, that you would be glorified through it all. Continue to bless and have mercy upon Jerusalem and Israel, that your will be done in those places, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified is our prayer. Continue to have your way in us, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, this is our music break song for tonight, again, titled Pray For Me. And after the music break, I am going to come back with a short message pertaining to the word of God on tonight. Work while it is day. So enjoy this music break. Well, not only enjoy it, but listen to what the words say, and then know that, yes, we are our brother's keeper, and we are to be praying one ye for another, because his word says that the world would know that we are his by the way we love one ye another.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. need of prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, the word of God lets us know that men should always pray and not faint. So that's why we are to be praying constantly, one for another. And again, the Lord lets us know in his word that the world would know that we are his by the way we love one ye another. For those that are not saved, they should be able to see Jesus Christ in us, even though they may not see a Bible or a cross around your neck. You don't have to go around broadcasting that you are saved. That they can see the work that you're doing. They can see that you are being a doer of God's word. You are an asset to the kingdom of God. So we thank God for his word on tonight, that for those of us that are saved in his name, it's all because of God's grace and mercy through Christ Jesus by faith and grace that we are saved on tonight. Well, again, tonight's lesson is going to be a short lesson on tonight. I'm going to bring forth this word on tonight myself. Again, I do apologize to my listeners that were listening, going to be anticipating my special guest and the person of our prophetess, Pamela Hinesbell of Chicago, Illinois, was supposed to be my guest on tonight, but due to an error on my part, there was a mistake, and so she will not be with us on tonight, so we will get her at a later date. But in the meantime, the word is still going to go forth. I hope you have your Bibles and pens ready because we're about to go into the word. And tonight's lesson we're talking about, titled, is Work While It Is Day. If you have your Bibles, in the King James Version of the Bible, if you would turn to John chapter 4, verse number 23, if you have your Bibles, and if you don't, if you have a pen and paper, you can write down these scriptures as we move forward in this short Bible lesson on tonight, as we talk about work while it is day. Because the word talks about it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And it all happened because of sin. And that all sin came into the world because of man's, the first Adam's disobedience to God. When he was told not to touch a certain tree, he did the opposite. He went and did what God told him not to do. That's exactly what he did. So that caused sin to come into the earth. And so that's why it says all have sinned and come short of God's glory. So we're born in sin because of the first Adam. But thank God for the second Adam, Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. I thank God for him. That is why it's only through the blood of Jesus, it's only through Jesus Christ that anyone can be saved. And be saved, you must be saved, and only can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ, because he is the one who died for us. He is the one who went down to hell and came back up with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he rose just like he said he would, with all power in his hands. And he's alive today, and he's now sitting at the right hand of our Heavenly Father making intercession for the saints of God. So we thank God for Jesus on tonight. So the Word of God tells us, in the book of John, chapter 4, verse number 23, it says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." And so the word also tells us, it says, they that worship him, they must worship him in spirit and truth. So don't come and think that you're going to half-heartedly give God worship and praise, but you and because of your hidden motives and agendas that you think that man don't see. But you must be aware and know that God sees your hidden motives and agendas. And thank God also, on the other hand, he also know and see those who are really there for the right reasons, who come through the doors with praise on their lips and come seeking a word and trying to learn how they can be better doers of God's word and be strengthened through the word as we gather together as saints of God. And that's why he says that it's important that we gather together. And he said, don't fail. He said, fail not to assemble ourselves. Don't, you know, get so high and mighty and get so caught up in life and material things that you forget about God, and you fail to assemble yourselves among the saints in the sanctuaries to give God praise and glory together as a corporate body. And that's what the Lord loves. He loves to hear us individually, but he also loves to hear us give glory and praise and worship him together as a corporate body. So I thank God for the ability that we can go to different locations and the house of worship and give God praise and glory together. But because some people still have it twisted, they fail to realize and or forget that Jesus Christ, when he do return and he is coming back again, he is not coming back for a building. Let's get that clear now. So while we're working, while this day, we got to remember that Jesus Christ is not coming back for the building where we worship together. He is coming back for his church, for us, for those that are saved in Jesus' name, who's been blood washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and who have received Jesus Christ, believing in their hearts that he is God's son, that he died for us and he rose. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And thank God that he rose with all power in his hands. And because of that belief, we have opened our mouths and surrendered and gave our lives and hearts to Jesus Christ, and we're saved in his name. So that's our prayer on tonight, because God's word also lets us know that it is above all that God wished that no souls would be lost. And that is my prayer on tonight as well. And I'm sure that those who are saved and touching and agreeing with this broadcast and this message on tonight, you too touch and agree that no souls will be lost. So that's why it is so important, as being doers of God's word and being assets to the kingdom of God, we must work while it is day, because the word also lets us know that there's going to come a time that no man know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is going to appear or when he's going to call your name. So you don't have to always be sick, because we see now people are dying every day. Young babies are dying. Some of them are not sick. Even some elderly people, or people in their 50s and 30s and 40s and 20s, are just going to bed, dropping, you know, not waking up. You don't have to be sick, and you don't always have to be old to die. So tomorrow is not promised to us. Really, the next second is not promised to any of us. Only God knows. So that's why he said, be ye ready at all times, because we don't know when we are going to be called home. So while it is day, the word also tells us that the night cometh when no man can work. And a lot of people don't understand that scripture. What he's talking about there, when he says work while it's day, he means while you have breath in your body. The death means the night. You cannot work for the Lord, you're dead. So that's why he says, work for the Lord while it is day. While you have breath in your body, while the blood is running warm in your veins, you must do the work of God, the Father, who have sent you, those who are saved in his name. That's why he said, be a doers of the word, not just hearers only. So know what your God purpose is. If you do not know what your God purpose is, he wants you to know what it is, so you can simply pray and ask the Lord to show you what your God purpose is, because he wants you to know, because you have a purpose on your life that only you can fulfill, just like myself and your pastor, your bishop, or whoever, your family members that are saved in Jesus' name, that love the Lord, they have a purpose as well. So if you don't know your God purpose, just simply pray and seek him sincerely with your heart, with your whole heart, and surrender to him and ask him to show you your God purpose, because you want to fulfill it in the earth that only you can fulfill for his glory. So this is, again, go back to what I was talking about. We must all do our part to help build up the kingdom of God in this life while it is day, again, while we're alive, while we're living for God. For God's word, again, tells us that night is coming, which means death. And then no man or woman can work for God if you're dead. So I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. And that is found in John chapter 9, verse 4. Again, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Again, that's found in John chapter 9, verse 4. We all must individually take a spiritual inventory of our own life and see what have we done or what are we doing to enhance and build up the kingdom of God. Are you a good witness? Are you a witness at all? Are you living right, or are you trying to live right? Do you love your neighbors, whether they like you or not? Are you offering a helping hand on God's behalf whenever you have an opportunity? So these are just some of the things that are in part of one of my books. The title of my book, which is titled of this show, this book is titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And it also has a reflective journal with the same title. So that's where I'm coming from with this Bible lesson on tonight. We, every now and then, as Christians, we need to take a look, a hard look at ourselves according to the word of God. Not what man say or what man thinks, but what do the Lord say according to his word about your life, about my life? And again, it's personal. So God has, he wants us to have a personal relationship with him. Yes, while we're working for him, we can communicate with our God, our creator. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Romans chapter 4, verse 6 and 8. Again, Romans chapter 4, verses 6 and 8. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. Again, that's found in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 and 8. God is still calling today, March the 4th, 2017. God is still, because he's still the same, he changed not. He has no respect of persons. So just like he was using the men and women back in the Bible days, back then, he's still using men and women today. So God is still calling men and women to be his ambassadors. And he challenges each one of us to serve him individually and then as a corporate body, sometimes close to home and sometimes in distant lands. The question now is, how will we respond to his call? How would you personally, individually, how would you respond to God's call when you know and you feel it in your spirit and the Lord put in something in your spirit and he always confirms his word, whether through the word or through another vessel, the Lord always confirms his word. And when he do, you know that's through the Holy Spirit. So you know when the Lord is confirming his word for you to do something that's going to give him glory. We should not be looking for excuses as to why we cannot do them. because we too, again, must remember that one day we're all going to stand before God and give an account. What did you do for me while you was living? Not what did you say, what did you do? You know, sometimes it's good to know that what you said on God's behalf is good too, but what did you do? Were you an ambassador? Were you a vessel? Were you a servant? Did you go out and represent the kingdom of God? Did you go out and try to compel men and women, boys and girls, in the hedges and highways, on your job, in your university, in your college, in your high school, you know, on with your sports arenas where you go play with your buddies on the basketball court, whatever your neighborhood? Did you spread the word of God? Did you spread the good news of Jesus Christ that someone that may be in your surrounding that do not know Jesus Christ may have been in a need, and you was the vessel that God was using, but you failed to speak up, and someone may not never get that opportunity again to open their mouth because and receive the Lord Jesus Christ because you did not do what you was called to do by being that vessel. So God is letting us know that while we're being doers of his word, while we're working, while it's day, we have to be cautious of what we do, where we go, how we talk, with our attitudes. So, because, again, we are a vessel being used by God, and we are our brother's keeper, so we are responsible. For those that do not accept Jesus Christ, we can cause some to scatter the flock by the way we live. When we say that we're saved and we're saying one thing, but we're doing another, living another, and not lining up with the word of God. So we have to be careful. And that's, again, we must all, myself included, every now and then examine ourselves according to the word of God, making sure our lives line up and that we're fulfilling his God purpose without hidden motives and agendas. So, again, we're talking about work while it's day and what you do for the Lord. Make sure it's from your heart. And, again, not with hidden agendas, not out of jealousy that you're going to try to block someone else's vision, what the Lord is doing in their lives because you don't like it, because he's using them and you don't see where he's blessing you, because that's the reason he's not blessing you, because you're so full of envy and hate and jealousy that you are so focused on what other people are doing, you can't stay in your lane. So you need to get back in your lane. You need to ask the Lord to forgive you, search your heart, forgive you, so that you can get back onto your God purpose. And then you can also be, you can bless and thank God for the ones that he is blessing and opening doors for them. While they're being blessed, you continue to do what he called you to do. And then in due season, when your time has come, because he knows when you're ready and prepared to receive your blessing. So if you stop hating on people that the Lord is using and blessing before you, then maybe you need to check yourself and see, what am I doing wrong? Is it the wrong attitude? Do I talk to people wrong? Do I have look at people funny? And do I judge people? So think about it. Examine yourself. Again, that goes for me too. I'm not exempt. That goes for me as well. And that goes for your pastors. That goes for anybody that's saved in Jesus' name. We need to take a look at ourselves through the word and make sure that we are working while it's day, that we're not being one that's scattering God's flock while we're working while it's day. And so, again, think about this, and I'm sure, and it goes back to what happened on September the 11th, 2001. I'm sure that those individuals who went to work on that day in the World Trade Center buildings in New York City, or the people who were on the different airplanes that flew into the World Trade Center buildings that day, had no idea they would die that day. On that day, over 3,000 lives were lost within minutes. My question to you, even today, Saturday, May 4th, 2017, is, were they spiritually prepared to meet Jesus? That was, after I'm asking the question for those people that lost their lives then. They had no idea that they was going to be, that they was going to die that day. So the question still remains today. What about you? Do you know that you are spiritually prepared to meet Jesus today? If he, something, God forbid, was to happen, and because sometimes things do happen, people, you hear a bullet coming into people's houses, they be in the bed or sitting there watching TV in their own homes, minding their own business, and then stray bullets will come through and take people out. And that's happening all over the world, all over the place. So you never know. We never know. So that's what the word is talking about tonight. Are you spiritually prepared? Because, again, the word talks about we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is going to appear. And we do know that sometimes we could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. We could be saved and mean well and be doing the right thing, but we can be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And if Satan has his way, he'll see to it that you lose your life. So you want to make sure that your life that you are saved in Jesus' name, because we never know when or how we're going to leave. And again, you do not have to be sick. You do not. You can go to bed feeling fine. That happens, has happened to many of people, young and old, feeling fine with the bed and never woke up. So we don't know. So the question tonight is, what work while it is day? Again, the daytime means while you have life, while you have breath in your body, work for the Lord. Be a doer of his word. Be about our Heavenly Father's business. Know your God purpose. If you don't pray, ask him what it is, and he will reveal it to you, because he wants you to know what it is that only you can fulfill for his glory. So for those of us that are being doers of God's word, continue to be a doer of God's word. Thank God that he searches our hearts, and I'm so glad that he knows who is for real, and he knows who has hidden agendas. But again, back to this question, are you spiritually prepared to meet Jesus? Even on today, Saturday night, March 4th, 2017, for again, the word of God tells us that no man, woman, or child, I'm paraphrasing, knows the day nor the hour when the Son of God will come. We don't know in advance when our last moment on earth will be. Therefore, it behooves all of us that we should do what we can for the kingdom of God while we have life, again, while we are living. For in doing so, we will become an asset to the kingdom of God. So that is the main prayer, and that's what the Lord is going to ask. And there's a song that says, only what you do for Christ is going to last, because we all going to stand before God one day, and we are going to give an account. He said, for the good and the bad that was done in our bodies. What did you do for the Lord while you was living on earth that would enhance the kingdom of God? Did you try to win souls to Jesus Christ? Did you try to be a light? What did you do? Were you a liability? Were you a scatterer of God's flock? Thank God he knows the truth. So my prayer for us tonight is that we make sure that we work for the Lord while it is day. Again, for our next breath is not promised. Only the Lord knows when that will be. So we must work for the Lord, be a doer of his word, and be about our Heavenly Father's business while we have life and breath in our bodies, that he will be glorified, and that when we stand before him, that we can hear him say unto us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That should be the prayer of every saint who's saved in Jesus' name. That should be your ultimate prayer, is that in the day of judgment, you want to hear our Heavenly Father, our Creator, say unto each one of us individually, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, you've done a great job. You've done an excellent job. Your job is well done. So now enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's my prayer. That's what I want to hear on that day when I stand before God. So, and that should be your prayer. I pray that it is. Well, on tonight, that was our short lesson on tonight. I do hope and pray that something was said that was a blessing to someone on tonight. And most of all, that someone that was not saved on tonight, after hearing the word, that they can now open their heart and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in their hearts that Jesus Christ is God's one and only begotten Son, and that he died for us. He came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, a man. He grew up to be a man, and he came down for that purpose, to shed his own blood, because his blood is sinless. And the only way we could be redeemed back to God was through the shedding of blood. So Jesus Christ took it upon himself and left his heavenly throne in glory and came down to this sinful world. And he paid our sin debt with his own blood on the cross, and he died. But thank God he rose from the dead. He rose with all power in his hands. Victory over hell, death, and the grave is in his hands. And he's now still interceding for us today, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God. For this, I am so grateful that I am saved in Jesus' name, and that nothing can pluck us out of the hands of Jesus once we're saved in his name. So it's my prayer that those that are not saved will confess the Lord Jesus Christ and become saved. And once you're saved, ask the Lord to lead you to a church where they're teaching and preaching Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, where the word is going forth, and so that you can be spiritually fed, and so that you will come to know your God purpose, and that your faith will be increased, so that you can also be an ambassador, a vessel, a servant of the Most High God, and that you will be able to go out into the highways, and that you too will be able to draw men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ as you live your life before them. Believers in Jesus Christ in you, a newborn baby in the Lord, being a doer of God's word and drawing women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ as you be a doer of God's word after being saved in Jesus' name is our prayer for you on tonight. So we just thank God for this program on tonight, and I pray again that something was said that would be something that will be able to strengthen those that are in the body of Jesus Christ, will help you take a look at yourself through the word. Again, that goes for me too. Every now and then, we all need to make sure that we do a self-examination through the word to make sure that we're not being liabilities to the kingdom of God, and make sure that we're not scattering his flock, but we want to make sure that we are assets to the kingdom of God. We are being about our Heavenly Father's business, and we're not doing it with hidden agendas and motives, but we're doing it out of our hearts and for the love of God, that he will be glorified through our lives. So that's what it's all about, that souls will be saved, that God will be glorified. So that's what it's all about. So I thank God for you all tuning in on tonight, and I pray again that something was said on tonight that was a blessing to you through the word on tonight. Continue to keep the faith. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Continue to pass the word about this program that comes on each Thursday and each Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. live from Detroit, Michigan. And again, I am your host and director, executive director, Brother James Brown Jr. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? So I thank God for this worldwide platform and that we're able to bring forth men and women from all over the United States that comes forth and bring the good news of Jesus Christ and share the word. So I'm asking all of you listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And then once you get there, please click on follow. Again, I thank God for my worldwide listeners. Please pass the word on to your church members, your neighbors and friends and coworkers about this program, that they will that they too can tune in and be blessed by this worldwide internet radio program. I thank God for it, and I thank God for you, the listeners. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until next time, know again that I love you. God loves you as well. Until the next time, eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you still watches over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, again, that you still sit high and you look low, and no matter what man say or think, that you are in total control at all times. So we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are the Most High God. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward each of us in spite of ourselves. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, for the blood that would never lose its power. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works even today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he died for us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did, because he loved you first and foremost, and then he loved us so much that he paid the ultimate price by shedding his blood, that we can be redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ and be saved and be restored back to you, our Heavenly Father and Creator. And for this, we are grateful to me and the listeners, those that are saved in Jesus' name, even for the new converts. They even say thank you for Jesus Christ on tonight, Heavenly Father. Continue to move by your Spirit. Continue to bless your people as only you can is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, continue to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we know that God loves us in spite of, and what we need to do, once we know that God loves us, then we have to learn how to forgive ourselves. But we know that God loves us, and he showed us his great love for us through his Jesus Christ, through his Son Jesus Christ. And so on tonight, know that, again, I love you, and God loves you too. Until the next time, good night.